Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer and you friends are listening to Playlist the Podcast. And today we have a special guest and her name is Isabella Ver. You all know her.
Hello.
She's my friend.
It's me again. Hi.
Yes, hello. Kumusta?
I'm good. Still alive.
Still alive. Still functioning.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Okay. So, for today, as everyone knows from the title of this episode, we're reviewing and sharing our first thoughts from the recently produced or released song from Olivia Rodrigo, who is my favorite, as you may know.
Yes.
And the song is Bad Idea, Right?
Is it though?
Is it though?
Is it?
So is this podcast a bad idea?
No.
Not at all.
Emphatically, yeah. Not a bad idea.
Yes. But, I mean, before we head on and talk about the song, I mean, any thoughts on Olivia Rodrigo's discography so far? I mean, on what you've heard from her, and like, can you say na parang siya yung representation of the Gen Zs?
I would say I'm amazed na at her young age.
Mm-hmm.
She's already, I think she knows her identity.
Yeah.
So far.
Really?
Based on her first album.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of, like, I mean, there's two songs so far.
Correct.
Based on what we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just as like a bit of a spoiler.
Yeah.
I think she solidified that, what her sound is like,
mm-hmm,
so far. So for, and also lyrically, she's, you know, she can write.
She can write.
She can write. So
yes.
What I appreciate about her sound is, I guess for the Gen Zs,
mm-hmm,
am I even a Gen Z? I don't know.
We are.
Okay, yeah, I'll play.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, she's captured, I guess, being at every, you know, soundtrack, every playlist,
mm-hmm,
of our generation.
Yes.
Every member of our generation. But also still reminiscent of like the songs I hear when I watch like 90s rom-coms.
Correct.
So I think she's also very much inspired by that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, but what can you say about like comparisons ng mga tao with her and Taylor Swift, Lorde, and like those circle of main pop girls? Mm-hmm. What can you say about that?
I would say, as a Lorde fangirl,
same.
Very different.
Very different.
Apples to oranges.
The, mm-hmm,
way, probably similar in the topics, but the way they tackle it,
yeah,
musically, they really have their own thing going for them. I can see she's more inspired by the sound of Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point,
yeah,
who isn't, given
that's
her
true
influence,
yeah,
in the music world?
Mm-hmm.
I know she also gets compared to some of the earlier works,
mm-hmm,
of Paramore.
Yes.
But that's iconic.
That's true.
So
I mean, like the beats or like, you know, parang rhythmically. Yeah, parang,
yeah,
it's just ingrained in, mm-hmm, our souls. Like, who doesn't get inspired by Paramore? I mean,
I think she's also carving towards also I guess separating herself,
mm-hmm,
from it. I mean, by establishing her own brand.
Yes.
I wouldn't say naman na it's copying. It's,
yes,
more of inspiration.
Yeah, kasi parang, if you can recall, like, last year when she released her songs or album, parang, little by little, bigla na lang na-add up yung composers. Diba? Like, with,
yes,
I think, Good For You, Hayley Williams from,
mm-hmm,
Paramore was also written in,
mm-hmm,
as part of, like, the writer. So, but then eventually, and then I think even the Grammys, when they submitted the album for Best Album of the Year,
mm-hmm,
what they did was to include Taylor Swift as a producer as well, at some extent.
Oh, yeah.
But they removed her from the list because,
mm-hmm,
she's not actively participating in making of the album.
Oh yeah, because one of her songs sounds like one of Taylor Swift songs, like the part where she,
yeah,
starts talking, like, na, 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 na,
yes,
something like that.
Yung, I think yung One Step Forward, Three Steps Back,
mm-hmm,
I think she talagang planned out putting the new year melody and instrumental to that song because she's very inspired by that piano. Piano runs. So I guess, like, yun nga, ngayon sinasabi nila may feud daw between Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Because like, parang ngayon, iniiwasan na ni Olivia Rodrigo yung any interviews asking her about Taylor Swift. Because like, and also, there's a reference or there's a TikTok na chismis na kumakalat that Vampire is actually written for Taylor Swift.
Oh, I thought that would be like, I guess, like, she, and I know she dated someone, yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah, na older na parang as if, like,
someone sucking her out of energy and all
that. That's true, but what the fans are saying is that it is for Taylor Swift because there's a part there parang, you sold me for parts.
Oh my God.
You sunk your teeth into me, right? Because, di ba yun nga, yung si Taylor Swift, parang in-include, I mean, I think siya yung kumausap sa Paramore na parang, oh, the song sounds like yours.
Oh,
kaya na-written in si Hailey. And also, parang yung reference about, yun nga, Vampire. Like, kaka-release niya lang ng Midnights. Para, you only come out at night.
But, you know what? Even though they're having a feud, they write very similarly with all, if kung ganun talaga yung kaso. Ah.
Yes.
I mean, that's a very similar thing between the two of them and how they make references to people they want to write songs about.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Inspiration talaga ni Levy si Taylor Swift. I mean, like, Bad Blood. I mean, come on. I mean, kung sinulat niya yung Vampire for Taylor Swift, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's interesting.
Because, like, Bad Blood is, like, a shit as well as that Taylor Swift wrote for.
It's a real call-out feud.
That's true,
song.
Yeah. That's why I think, coming in to the reaction, a reacting part of the new song she released, it sounds different from any Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
Nandun na siya sa mga,
it's even grungy.
Grungy, right?
Yes.
That's the word that I'm
looking
for.
I don't know if that's the proper way to describe it, but it's giving, I mentioned kanina, like, 90s rom-coms.
Yes.
Like, the start, like, the opening sequence, or, like, the part where the main girl goes on, like, a spring clean of her stuff. I can see that in, like,
a film
or something.
Okay, like, sa Friends, like, I mean, like, yung rhythm, yung pattern, biglang papasok yung drums, no one told you. I mean, it's that, right? So, probably, it's also because yung producer is Dan Negro. So, writers, I mean, producers, co-producer siya ni Olivia Rodrigo. Sila yung both na sumusulat ng songs. And I think talaga ang background niya is really rock and roll. Even though that's the first album na pinroduce niya
yung
Sour, siya na din yung producer. So I guess, like, a lot of influences is parang ginaguide niya na din talaga si Olivia to create her sounds.
So si Mr. Dan ang Jack Antonoff na.
Yes! I think so, actually.
You found your co-collaborator na.
Correct. Actually, speaking of which, may 1989 na Taylor's version, right? That's coming out. But it's, I mean, it's not Jack Antonoff, but it was Max.
Oh, yeah. It's
right?
More of the, like, Shellback. Is it those guys yung mga,
yung mga nagpa-produce, sort of, no, not Mark Ranson. No, it was, I believe, like, yung producer ng mga Britney Spears song. That's
really?
Why, like, that's,
that's her movement towards
pop,
right?
Yeah, kasi, like,
country background.
Yes, yeah. Or parang Red was initially like that, but meron kasing touch of country pa din eh, like, with All Too Well. With,
it's like a transition.
Transition period. Ito talaga, 1989 was the Harry Styles period. So, I mean, just going back, like, meron kasi ngang importante yung producers with the sound of the album. No? So, I'm guessing, like, given na two of the songs were rock and roll, grungy, like Vampire and this new song, Bad Idea, right? Parang dun siya magli-lead to, no? Alternative rock. Like, that space, actually, like, for the angsty teens. Pero main pop girl siya. So, I mean, like, in-elevate niya yung sort of genre.
It's still similar-ish to her first album.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, I think there's something a bit more grown up. with this one.
With the topic also.
The topic, true. Yeah, it sounds, it's still, I think, can be, I mean, music has no age naman.
Yes.
But I can see na she caters really well to many parang age brackets.
Correct.
But I guess she's also taking into account na she is growing up.
Correct.
She's gonna be experiencing more things.
Mm-hmm.
She puts it in her music, which is evident naman. But she manages to, I guess, retain some of, I guess, yung identity nung
yung first album na Sour. Actually, yun nga, eh, parang coming of age, like, growing her, watching her grow. Like, parang, okay, this, the sound will, you know, elevate, it will be elevated. Kasi now, I think meron na mga synths na involved. Like, I mean, right? I mean, you can hear, like, yung mga sampling also with the sound and, like, parang robotics. I don't know.
Actually, yung Bad Idea, parang siyang grown-up sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe after parang...
A cousin.
After 2-3 years from... What's that song?
Good For You?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's
actually, there...
Parang sequel. Very loose sequel yes, to it.
Correct, correct. Actually, narinig ko din yun. Na parang as if parang it's a continuation of that. Yes. Because I think yung persona of this... I mean... same person yung kinakausap niya dito from that song Good For You. I think it's the you know that Joshua guy.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Na may pinagdadaanan, so
correct.
Hopefully,
yeah,
he finds the way or something.
That's true. And I mean, in relation to her new album called Guts, do you think like it fits well? I mean, this particular song to like that title.
Say yeah, I mean with Guts, what I'm expecting of it, and I think meron naman siya from the first two albums.
Yeah.
And the first two albums, the first two tracks that she's released.
Mm-hmm.
Something a lot more. How do I say it? Unapologetic.
Yes.
In how she will, a bit more cathartic.
Okay. There. Yeah.
With how she expresses. Not that Sour is more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sour has melancholy to it na.
Okay.
I guess parang first ano, parang the seven stages of
yes.
grief.
Yes.
Yes. Just anger, I think.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So yeah, I'm not naman na I want, but I'm foreseeing like a more furious side.
Oh, yes.
Which is,
and like the themes would be like, that's what I miss about Lorde's writing. Sorry, I mean, I don't want to compare, but I mean, I guess, as I've said, like, ganun talaga eh. Nangyayari talaga siya when you're a main pop girl, you just are being compared to, like, the main pop girls prior to you being one. I mean, yung kay Lorde kasi yung themes niya, like, about society, eh, not just about love, not about heartbreak, parang, it's really, I mean, the neighborhood she.
Mm-hmm.
She grown to, I mean, like
dynamics between relationships. Yeah.
Yes, yung mga sobrang intricate na. Oh my God, I didn't notice that.
Actually,
but she experiences.
Lorde, she kind of went in reverse. Like she got, she went from, I guess, someone like a teenager who had many things to say about many
topics,
and then she went like on this personal journey.
Yes.
Her second album, which is. Still one of the best albums.
Yes.
Very much personal to her.
Mm-hmm.
Very much centered on her growth.
Yes.
And surrounding, I guess, a relationship that was so pivotal to her development. And then her third album.
Our favorite.
I mean, I am not
Sorry.
In the headspace yet.
Same. I mean,
to appreciate it.
I mean, yeah.
I hope to reach that point in my
same.
Life. And then maybe that will be the album.
Yeah, there were brilliant songs from that album na parang reminiscent of like her writing and the sound
Still
of like the two greatest albums of all time. I mean, pero nakakamiss na because like it's really just this. I mean, yun nga, yung writing and then the sound and like the beat, like marami akong firsts na narinig from Lorde. And I mean, relating it to this new song, parang may ganun eh. Parang, okay, this is the first time I'm hearing, you know, yung mga gantong certain remix or like voicing out. Kasi parang si Lorde din yun eh. I mean, nagsasalita siya but not singing sa song, di ba? Parang ang dami ditong parts na parang my brain goes, ah, can't hear my thoughts. Like, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, right? It's that.
Parang
so
less filters when she was writing and singing.
And I think given na parang, okay, she went on a tour already, she knows, like, the capacity of her voice. Kasi, like, di ba, may mga nag-trend vocally, like, her all her songs from the first album, hard. It was challenging.
Yes.
Like, girl, you don't have to beat it every time. Just, you know, siguro parang this song is, like,
rest let, na rin for her.
Correct. Like, let them sing, the audience, let them hear the music. So, I mean, that's growth also musically. And the theme nga, now that parang, okay, sabi niya dito, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh yes, I know that he's my ex, but can two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, I just tripped and fell into his bed. I mean, this girl is a bad girl. And as you've said, unapologetic, like, I mean, our main bad girl bitch, Rihanna, right? I mean, if it's the route, like the rock and roll route that she's going into, I mean, come on.
I think there's also something free about her writing the thing she wants to write now. Because her background, no? She started from, like, working on, I mean, from a young age, she's been in the public eye already.
True.
So that's an image that's harder to shed for her.
Correct.
Based on, I guess, people knowing her more for
Disney.
I mean, before she went into focusing on her music career.
That's
like,
true.
The music career that's hers, not Hollywood Records. No hit.
That's true. Yes, but, yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Pero I mean, ang saya din kasi parang we're now in 2023 na parang lahat na ng pinagdaanan ni Miley Cyrus. Like, she paved the way just for she walked so that, like, Olivia can rock and roll. I mean, it would be controversial hearing this siguro during that period, from Hannah Montana to, like, the Miley Cyrus.
I can't be tamed. I've seen a bop, a very underrated bop.
That's true. I mean,
she warned us all.
That's true. I mean, I'd give it to her. Like, I mean, she's just a good writer too.
Yeah.
I mean, la line up ko siya to, like, the Taylor Swift, like, and I'll give it to Demi Lovato too. So. I mean, yeah. Anyway,
with all of them, I think they've not that I'm a fan of. I guess struggle, not fan of
them. You don't know.
No one should have to struggle, but I think they did something with the things that they've gone through.
Yes,
and they transformed it
to a beautiful thing. Yeah. Parang, like, di ba sabi nga nila, parang, make, ano yun?
Lemonade yung, out of lemons?
Well, that's true. I mean, and also yung parang, make your heart break into an art. Something to that effect. Like, your heart into an art. Something to that. Basta maganda yun.
Not on purpose naman, guys, ha?
Oo, parang, huwag nyo namang isadya. But, I mean, there are moments that you just wanna cry and emote. But it's fine.
It's valid.
But on that note, I guess generally we like the song. No? Yes?
I think there's some. I mean, if I had to pick between the two. Well, because it's. I mean, we've only heard it once.
Like, that's true.
First listen namin, guys, was before this.
Correct.
Talaga, initial thoughts lang. I guess, based na rin on the fact that I've listened to it more, probably more on the vampires.
Yes. So far. Actually, this is the most played ko yet.
But it has a catchiness to it. Can see it being the next,
Pwede. I mean, ikoconsume to ng US market, I'm sure.
Definitely.
And also, by the way, like, last thing, I think it sounds a bit more British. I mean, may something, right? May ganun ba? Ako lang ba? I mean, like, paka-influence din ng mga British bands, like the Blondes.
The
punky and, like, the grunge. Because
I'm not super like the Sex Pistols. I'm not.
Yes, yeah.
That scene, di ba? I mean, it's not my genre. Pero
same, but it's there.
I wouldn't put it past Miss Olivia, because she's ano, her music taste.
Yes.
Is also a reflection of the kind of music she puts out. And that's she's true. Very much inspired by so many different artists. Some of them are as different as Night and Day, some are similar, pero you can see it all makes a mark on her and she puts it out.
So. Yeah. And just a final thought, do you think na parang Gods will be a good album? Fearless forecast.
I hope it will be.
I hope so.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I hope it's gonna be good. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want it to suck.
Yes. Kasi parang from the success of
Sour. It's a tough act to follow.
I know.
It's kind of like Dua Lipa after Future Nostalgia.
That's true.
I don't know.
And also, di ba parang what they're saying is that like bomb talaga yung mga Sophomore albums. But let's see.
Not with Lorde.
Not with. Well, that's true. Actually, she elevated
it.
But
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but hopefully we can do an episode about Lorde Bleach. On that note, but anyway, thanks everybody for listening, and thanks Iya for being in with me today. Super happy. We'll create more episodes together. I'm sure
with more guest stars.
Yeah. Let's see. Alright. Again, if you guys want to follow us, you can follow Playlist on Facebook and Isabella if you want to promote anything.
Sure, you can follow me on Instagram and or Twitter. Isabella G. Vare. That's Isabella with 2 S's and 2 L's.
Yes.
Sorry na.
Alright. Thanks, everybody. Bye.